Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
A trumpet blast is taking place by the anointed voice of the Lord, joining in with a chorus of trumpet warnings that are taking place in the world. It's exciting to hear people just like Michael Bodia, who was just on yesterday. And if you missed it, you got to catch it. You got to catch it. This is the grandson. I mean, he is in his own called by God. But a lot of us know him on the Gulf Coast area and in America. When we first met him, when he was the interpreter for his grandfather, Dimitri Dudeman, who wrote a book, which is so important because that's exactly the word that, and I didn't know this. I mean, you know, this is, you'd be surprised how we find this out. God just shows us as we go. We get the up and go, and he starts showing us. But his book, The Prophetic Word, and his testimony is through the fire and not burned. Wow. And that was the original word. The word was, you know, if it means a fiery furnace, you know, our God can deliver us from it. But even if he doesn't, he's still God.
That's right. That's right.
And then here, you know, Michael Bodia joins us as the interpreter for his grandfather. And now continuing on, I want to encourage you, if you did not yet go to handtohelp.com to be able to support the orphans of Romania, you probably want to do it, Wealthy America, on this side of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Because the equation, this transference of wealth and these different kind of things that you're hearing, they might be prophetic, not political, like so many people are saying.
I know.
When our poorest folks in America are richer than 80% of the 7 billion people on the face of the earth, you know, if we could have just humbled ourselves, we could keep it and give it away, you know, and be, every one of us could be philanthropists for God. Every one of us could be philanthropists for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But we kept on saying we wanted more instead of giving away what we had. And it's like, oh, dear God, Lord, forgive us. But think about 80%. I don't know. What's 80%, Pat? You're good at this. What's 80% of 7 billion? 80%.
Let me see. $5.6 billion.
That is amazing.
Wow.
That is amazing. Think about that.
Yep.
So right now, no matter how much, I'm telling you, we can't even find you. You know, you're like, I don't know where you are in America, but you're the least financially well-doing person in America. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you are in the country, but you are not doing, you're the least. I mean, you got what, three, how many Americans are we have now? Like three or four of them? 300 million or something?
300 million.
Okay, now you're like the 300 millionth whatever person. I mean, you got like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Understand this. You're richer than 5.6 billion. 5.6 billion people in the face of the earth.
Wow.
Think about it. It's because you're living in a blessed country that God blessed, by the way, in which the enemy is trying to pull God from over, and darkness is not coming in because it pushed its way in. It's coming, it's manifesting because the light ceased to shine. The church has failed to be the light that we're called to be. And, that's the poorest person in America. So now let's just move up to like the average income person. You think about the average income person in America, that means, you're in the top 3% of the world. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're in the top of the world, man. Think of it. I'm at the top of the world of income and wealth and blessing. And oh my goodness, the question is, did you forget God? That's what he told Israel.
Mm-hmm.
He says, when I bring you into this, when I allow you to be born into a country that people are killing themselves to get into, that 40, 50 people get on one boat from Cuba and die and are eaten by sharks trying to get to the coast 90 miles away in Florida.
Mm.
When people are sending their kinfolk, maybe never see again, to be able to jump a wall that we can't build high enough because people really want to get here. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. And why don't we get into history? Because they're actually just coming into another part of their land that that the history of America took from them. Sorry, you know,
let's not
bring Mexican
that up,
brothers
right?
and sisters. We're sorry about that. You know, hey, I got to be honest with you. I did not pay attention in school, and they didn't teach me this. God taught me this. And all I got to say is I'm sorry. And if you want to work anywhere in America, you can work anywhere in America. I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. And ¿cómo está? Anyway, you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Muy bien, all that. Okay, so listen.
Bienvenido.
Yes. Well, you know about this. Think about this. The reason why they're fighting to get here, by the way, wealthiest people on the face of the earth, is it's a blessed nation. And too much is given, just like this African minister that was speaking to a group of us over the telephone, and this word just came barreling over, you know, and I'm not going to put a lot of content with it, you know, but just understand this. Despite what was going on, it was a word from the Lord that said, too much is given, much is expected. And it's like, we didn't just get this blessing so we can swim around. We didn't get this blessing so we could swim around in some deep pool of wealth. God gave us this so we could actually be a city on a hill, so that we can be a light, a lamp of hope, so we could lead them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that we could advance the gospel, that people could come to us who don't know God, and just being in the light, that they would be drawn to the goodness and the love of God. But instead, I mean, get this. And I'm gonna. This is a future thing we're going to talk about. This is only just a hint. Is that not only are we complaining that we are only in the top 3% of the world, of the 7 billion or whatever it is, 5%. Okay, 5. We'll put, you know, a couple of them up there. And you're talking about individuals, because a lot of wealth is in the hand of a very few people. You know, the Bilderbergs and the, you know, the
Gates
and the, well, they're not even, I mean, the Rothschilds, the George Soros, and the people like this, that, and you put those people together in one room and preach the gospel to them, I'm telling you, Lord knows. Anyway, so, but it's a small amount of people compared to 7 billion people. It's not a whole bunch of folks. But in the context of that, what did we do with this huge blessing called America? What did we do with it? For years, we're the first ones. We're the first ones. That's why the world looks to America, because of our history.
Mm-hmm.
Because of our history of just running to aid. I mean, I'll tell you who's still on the cutting edge, and John will be talking about it in a moment, is Israel still on the cutting edge of being there for even their adversaries in times of crisis with the Syrian gas that's taking place, and he'll be talking about it. They're helping the victims of what's going on when the people that are there really want to destroy them.
Mm.
But America has done that for years because we believe that every man's created the image and the likeness of God. The Declaration of Independence was not just for us, even though people don't necessarily own that for their own nations. We truly believe that God has created each individual, and he has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that, but he's created by his creator. And so we honor that if we are to wrongly treat an individual on the face of the earth, I mean, the predominant part of our who we are, obviously there's evil everywhere, then we're mistreating God's creation in the image of God. But all of a sudden, it's like, I think the only thing we're doing is providing aid to Islamic nations to be able to promote Muhammad and the Quran and caliphates and Muslim Brotherhood. And I mean, we're rushing in there. I mean, there was one particular thing, I think it was in Indonesia, that they said that the Red Cross reportedly had been, all their stuff was taken. So we needed to send supplies over there to replenish them. I think we were there listening to somebody with Homeland Security that was talking to us.
Right, yeah.
And so we rushed all these supplies over there to refill the Red Cross. And what it was radical Islam that went and took all the things from the Red Cross. And so we're basically replenishing radical Islam. And understand what Islam regards, and this is Christian radio, by the way, Christ-centered radio. Jesus is Lord.
Right.
He's the Son of God. He walked this earth, born of a Virgin Mary, walked a sinless life, loves you, loves me, gave his life for us. He died on the cross in our place, and he was buried in the grave, and 3 days later, he was raised from the dead by Father God, the creator of the universe. And now he sits at the right hand of God, and he is the only way to God, in case you're wondering. And understanding that in regards to Islam says that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. That he's not the Son of God. And they say that he is a prophet, but he has to come back and apologize for calling himself the Son of God. So the Quran, written by Muhammad, saying that he heard from God, but not our God.
Right.
And if you deny Jesus, you deny your own personal access to God.
That's right.
And you deny God. So if we are supporting an anti-Jesus Christ Islamic nations for the purpose, not for the people, I'm not talking about the people that live there. We love the people and want to help the people out. But if we're actually supporting the caliphate, Muslim Brotherhood type Islamic governments, that itself is the Quranish ways or the anti-Jesus Christ ways that we're partnering with the devil.
Wow.
And it's so interesting. You know, the very elementary things that children use, you know, when a child gets caught doing something, you know, and you go, you did this, and the child goes, nuh-uh, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the child goes, no, you did it. Well, you understand, right?
Sounds like my 3-year-old.
Okay, I thought it was Second Street. and it's like, but all of a sudden they turn on you, but they talk to you as if you're the one that did what they did. You know, I don't know, duct tape you to a tricycle, run you through a door, and wait for your father to show up, and then point at Chris instead of Pat was the one that broke the door. Anyway, so in case you're listening, Smoke. Am I accurate? Help me out.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Wow, that was cool.
Well, that's what's taking place right now. That this is how you know the devil's lying. His lips are moving. His lips are moving. And there are evil folks in the world that will tape you to your tricycle and make it look like you broke the door. If they don't know Jesus, they'll do anything.
Mm.
Believe me, there was a day I didn't know Jesus, right?
Yep.
Can you expound on that? Anyway, so understand this. So, but it's getting so yes and no and black and white that you can really understand. My goodness, if you want to find out what the devil's strategy is right now, listen to the people and what they accuse you of. Because they're telling you what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
When they say, you took cookies from the cookie jar, realize what they just did. They just took cookies from the cookie jar. When they tell you, you have nothing to worry about, everything's totally fine. Mm. This is how you interpret that. Oh my God, you better run for your lives. When they say, no, we did not give guns to anybody, any gangs in Mexico, and we're not arming them, you go, oh my goodness.
Hmm.
They have allegedly armed gangs and drug lords in Mexico. You know, think about it. It's so cool. I mean, you can really understand it. Mm-hmm. When they say, we are not trying to take away America's Second Amendment rights or their guns from them, you go, oh my goodness. You're trying to take away our Second Amendment rights and our guns from us.
Mm-hmm.
When they say, no, we're totally for Christians, but we just want to move Islam, the anti-Jesus Christ religion, right by side. Christians, Christ followers. It's like, okay, anti-Christ followers, anti-Christ. Yeah. They're trying to hurt us. That's JJ. That's the Jews and Jesus, man. Oh my goodness, I'm thinking, I've always said this, I said, we're not ready for this.
Mm-mm.
And we've been doing everything we can to get ready for this. And, you know, America has been, if you read the history books, we've been spiritual wimps. It's like, my goodness, you know, we're just awed at those in history and those in other countries who stood up for God under great persecution, who sell themselves, like the Moravians, into slavery, saying goodbye to their families. I mean, somebody won't even go away from their family for 30 days or won't even sacrifice for God. They sold themselves into slavery, saying goodbye to their families so that they might win a few of these slaves who were on an island area. The only way to get to them was to go sell yourself as one. Can you imagine an American doing that?
Right. No.
No. You just like, oh my goodness. It's like, is this another Jesus that we serve today? And so it's not. And so we can understand then that if the devil's lips are moving, he's lying. And understand, he would pull out a baby's breath. This is what baby breath is. It's not baby breath, but it's baby breath. Well, it could be baby's breath, but it's baby breath. I know this because when Pat brings flowers to the office, right? Yeah, these are obviously something Pat would never do. Isn't that right, Tracy?
I have once.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. Wow. Please forgive me for that. Mm-hmm. They had like a Saints logo in there somewhere.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so baby breath, or what you do is when you put the basic flower in there and it looks kind of boring, to make it look really, really good, that they put these little small little flower around there to kind of fill it in. It kind of gives filler to it. And I'm trying to come up with a big word, and I can't remember it. I'm trying to go, what's the word? Anyway.
Accentuate, okay. Maybe?
No, that's my word was bigger than that.
Oh, hey.
My brain was too small to remember it, though. I was trying to go back to college. What was that word? Now that I bring it up, you're going to think, oh, how? Anyway. So much for pride. I can't remember it. Lord, forgive me. And so, and it fills it in. It makes it look more presentable. But the truth was, you don't really look at the baby breath in the flower arrangement. You look at the rose or the whatever your flower that you're getting. We're not really good at figuring that out. Well, John, help us out here. You have one. You're
move
the pale.
On, move
we'll
on
move
here.
On.
You're the professional.
We don't have time to talk about we just call you Flower Child.
Is that what we call me? Okay.
You remember that? I remember that. The flower and your lapel and all this kind of stuff.
That's Rico Suave over there.
Rico Suave. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, back to...
the Word of God, yes.
Yes. We probably will have a picture of that in the future. as I forgot to take my sunglasses off.
Yeah, no.
I probably couldn't see anyway if I did that. And so so the baby breath doesn't really, you're not getting baby breath bouquet. You're actually getting roses, but the baby breath presents it well. So this is what the devil does. And this is God, you have to understand, Satan can only use folks who have open doors or empty houses. They have to allow themselves to be used. He has no authority on earth unless a man who's been given authority gives it to him. I mean, in regards to using folks. So he has to use a person, which he will speak and do and act through people who say, you know, they partner with darkness. You know, they don't, and basically, if you haven't made Jesus Lord of your life, whether you like it or not, that, you know, you're walking around as a victim and a lot of different things. And so he will tell you a lie, but then he will present it in a good way to make it more presentable. He'll put baby breath around it, which he'll sprinkle it with scripture. He'll bring in Jesus and Isaiah. You know, nobody reads their Bible anymore in America, hardly. 81% don't. And so they won't know, you know, what he's talking about. Like, was that Isaiah? Isn't that a book in the Bible? Is that like, that was a psalm. Man, that was a 23rd psalm, man. You know, that's baby breath. But right in the middle of that is the Antichrist. You know, it's like, wake up. Wake up. It's like, come on. That the Satan comes to you as an angel of light. No wonder they call him and his servants, what, servants of righteousness. This is what he says. They preach to you another Jesus. Understand, knowing Jesus and who he is, it's not hard to identify. Don't look at the baby breath. Don't look at what's being presented. Look at the heart of the matter. When somebody's trying to promote radical Islam or any kind of Islam at all, the pretty Islam, flowery Islam, anything to do with Muhammad's perception of God and Jesus not being the Son of God, but being only a prophet, that is of the Antichrist. That is an Antichrist spirit. And we say as followers of Jesus Christ and ones who are loyal to him, we just say, hey, no, I don't care how much scripture you sprinkle over that. That ain't Jesus. Jesus is the only way to him. And I'm all his.